This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hugh Jackson, baby. Hugh was in Cincinnati, then Cleveland. Now Tito was in Cleveland, now Cincinnati. Coach Francona, or does he mean to say Francola? Stepanski? I don't know if that's true or not.
Write it down.
Coach Francona, I'll say, must be a Hugh man. Thank you, Bob and Fairview.
Did we? I think we told the Hugh Jackson story on the air, right?
Which one?
The one where he was bothering me on that Sunday?
No.
Did we tell that story?
I don't remember this. Well, please share.
Now I have to tell the story. All right. So when, it had to have been 2 or 3 years ago, we had Hugh Jackson on the show. And a local reporter listened to the interview and wrote a response column to it. Great local reporter. One of our favorite people.
You going to say his name or anything?
No.
Okay.
No, because I don't want anybody coming at him.
Okay.
Wrote a piece about it.
Yeah.
Kind of response to it, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a Sunday morning. I, being an adult, was doing what every good adult does, which was eating a bowl of cereal, drinking a cup of coffee, and watching Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, that's what most adults do.
Because that's what adults do. We eat and cereal
are you,
and...
Are you hungover at the
watch
time?
Watch Raiders. No. Okay. No, not in the slightest. I just turned the TV on and Raiders was on. I was like, oh, sweet. The boulder's coming down. I'm not leaving this. This is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm watching Harrison Ford run for his life. And I get a phone call. And I look down and it's Hugh. And I go, oh, God, what is this? Now, mind you, it's like 9 a.m.
Have you talked to Hugh before? Like, did his name pop up or no?
I had it from his number from when he joined the show.
Okay.
And he goes, I just read a scathing article that was written about me by so-and-so. And I went, okay, I'm sorry to hear that, man. I don't know what to tell you. And he goes, I want the number of your program director for this. I want the number of his editor for this. I want, he was on a rampage.
Why would he be mad at us for a newspaper article that he wasn't mad about the interview he did with Jeff and I, right?
No, he wasn't mad about that one.
We let him talk.
But he was infuriated. And you guys did a really good job with that. I think that interview is still out there. You can find it at 92.3 The Fan if you can. I must say, and it's not because you're sitting in front of me, you guys did a really good job with you. And so
we try to be fair. I mean, I know that that's not always the MO of most talk shows, but we try to be fair.
And so he's going off and I go, all right, here's this. I go, let me do some digging. I'll see what I can find for you and I'll let you know where it is. Cause I'm Midwestern and that's how we operate.
Right.
And so I fire a text to said reporter.
That's borderline Canadian too, by the way.
Said reporter. Hey, oh, by the way, Hugh Jackson's grumpy about your column. And he goes, okay, fine. And he goes, he wants to talk to you and he'd like to talk to the editor. And he goes, here's my private email. Please give this to him. Here's the editor. Please talk. Here's this one too. We'll meet and talk with him at any point. I don't think I said anything that darning. And so I said, okay. And I said it back to Hugh. Hugh goes back and thank you. This is a disgrace. Blah, 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 you know, and via text. And I'm like, okay, like it's all good, dude. Like here it is. Here's everything that you're looking for. Take care of him there. Fast forward about 2 weeks, I fire said reporter a text just, hey, wondering for the sake of my own sanity, did he ever get a hold of you? I get a message back that says, he hasn't sent.
He just wanted to yell at you?
Apparently, he just wanted to yell at me, and I haven't heard from you since.
Can we book him on the show next week?
I don't know. I could see.
See what he's up
maybe,
to.
Maybe he's still mad at me. Maybe he's not. I don't know. Maybe I'll find another Indiana Jones movie I can watch and he can ruin.
Hugh Jackson's there, baby.
Just wanted to watch Raiders, man. That was it. I wanted to watch the man say snakes. Why does it have to be snakes? That's all I wanted. And no, instead I'm dealing with Hugh Jackson yelling at me.
Let me take one phone call, then we'll hop on the Browns here in a second. Frank is in Kent. Is this the Frank?
How are you, Frank?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Andy, what's up, Frank?
Your screener asked me if I was really Nick or somebody in Akron.
Well, we've had like three people that sound just like you over the last week, so it's they're touching on your credibility, my man.
They're defaming me and my sports expertise, I guess.
All I know is you always pass the test when I have intricate questions that, or intimate knowledge of being around Kent. You always have the correct answer. So you have passed my test, Frank. I just want you to know, for me, you are a friend of the show.
Well, that's a pleasure to hear, and the poobah hasn't run in there, so he's not accusing me of being...
Yes. He thought you were Lima. The poobah no longer with us. Now in Atlanta, he took off. By the way, I want to thank everyone that... because poobah's real name is Andy, I want to thank everyone that was concerned that texted my wife yesterday to think that we were moving. She said, here's what I get last night. I was at dinner with my Tropical Storm and my wife last night, and she's like, did you tell people we were moving on the air yesterday? I was like, no, why would I say that? She goes, I started getting all these texts about people saying, hey, I didn't know you were moving. And that is why, probably one of the biggest reasons why the word poobah exists about him in the first place. I already miss him, but because we have the same name, sometimes it gets confusing when you're listening on the air. So just to get it straight, I know there were a lot of people that were excited that I would no longer be on from 10 to 2 is what they originally thought. Unfortunately, you are stuck with me. And it was Andy Roth, who former market manager, who's now in Atlanta, that is moving to Atlanta. So thank you, Frank, for giving me the opportunity to clear that up. Do you have a thought, my friend? Go ahead.
Well, first of all, why did he leave?
Oh, he's going to Atlanta, bigger market. Come on, man. He did a great job while he was here.
He was the best.
Yes.
Who's running the show now, Anthony? Are you taking
I'm going to run this. I'm telling you, for the rest of this phone call, I am running this station.
I want to say about Terry, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
I always suspected from the start, despite his health situation, that he was getting pressure from the front office. And I don't think there's any other explanation that he had such an affinity for the team and the city than to go to, where they dumped Bell after all these years and lousy seasons. But what were they dumping him now for? So, I think you can't blame the front office. They hired a manager who got them to the playoffs.
Right. If Stephen Vogt would have been a failure this season, I could see being upset, but it's not. Everybody won in this scenario right now. I think as of today, everybody's won. Frank, have a good weekend. Thank you. Let's go to Chuck, who's in Hudson, home of the Explorers. Hi, Chuck.
All right, Chuck.
Yo. Madigan, I think that Hugh Jackson story just proves that you should become a therapist, man, because if you were able to calm him down and he didn't make any other phone calls, you must have said something right.
I don't know if he did. He may have, he may not have, but I know that said reporter never received an email from him, and I also know that I missed the part of Raiders of the Lost Ark with the snakes, and I'm still not over it.
He's bitter.
You can rewind it.
All right, Chuck, thank you.
I know, but it just hit well at that moment. I was really excited. Snakes. Why does it have to be snakes?
All right, let's talk about the Browns defense, my friend. Midweek, I started to get in an argument. Like, I wasn't so upset with the Browns defense as I was the Browns offense on Sunday. And, I'll be worse. I'll be a total parent on this. Upset really isn't really the word. I'm just disappointed. Did I just guilt the Browns offense into playing better this week? I don't know if I did or not.
I love that.
I'm just disappointed.
I'm not mad.
I really, like, I don't want to take away their allowance, although I could use $230 million. I'm not going to take away their allowance, but I'm just disappointed. So, we started digging into some of the Browns' defensive numbers because there were folks by midweek that were like, they're ready to blame everybody. I mean, everybody. And, people want to... The Browns' defense, while we expect it to be better than it was, because they put up magnificent numbers last year, they're above middle of the road right now. In total defense, they're 11th.
Yeah,
they're under 300 yards a game, and there's only 11 teams in the NFL that are under 300. Now, would it be nice if they were under 250? Yeah, that'd be great, but that would make them the Titans because there's only one team that's under 250. Everybody else in that range between 2 and 11 is 299 where the Browns are, and the Broncos are sitting at 256. So you dove into some other numbers there too, Dan.
Yeah, if you look at all the nerd stuff, it'll pretty much tell you that this defense is league average. It's about average, little above average, you know, whichever direction you want to look, you look at your EPAs, your success rates, all that kind of stuff. They're league average. And that kind of feels right, doesn't it? Doesn't it? League average feels about right. And I'm not going to lose it over league average or anything like that.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But we kind of, this was my big question coming into the season, is what happens to the Browns if the defense goes from being all world to top 10? Like somewhere between 8 and 12, somewhere between there. What happens? And we're kind of seeing it. And like, it's not in a way that we should all be yelling and screaming and getting grumpy about the defense. It's in a way that like, this happens to every defense.
Let's just say they cut 4 yards per game down, right? If they can just cut 4 yards per game down offense or defensively, they're a top 10 defense in the NFL. They're sitting at 9. You know, you go a little bit deeper than that, maybe you cut 20 yards off a game if they can do that. Wow, look at that. Now you're in the 270s and you're now a top 6 defense. I mean, that's how close the margin of error is on what these defenses look like. The Titans have been the team so far. You know, they've only allowed 243 yards per game. So I'm not down on the defense.
Nor am I. I'm not down on the defense. I don't think you really can be there. Of course, are there some things you'd like to clean up? Yeah, sure. Every defense will tell you that. Even the 85 Bears, I'm sure if you've got Mike Ditka looking at you right now, he'd probably be like, well, you know, our linebacker play could be a little bit better. Like there would be something like that that would come out of it. But like I look at this Browns defense and yes, I wish I could get to the quarterback maybe a little bit more. Now, Myles Garrett being banged up may have something to do with that. You wish you had Jordan Hicks out there for a little bit more than you have. But, like, I can't scream and yell at the defense of this team. Do they need to pick it up in certain areas? Sure. Is it because the expectations are just so high to begin with because Jim Schwartz's defense was so good last year? Yes. Is it also because the offense is scuffling a little bit? You bet.
How much time are they spending on the field? I think that's part of it. Yeah, they're 20th in the league rush defense at 123.3 mm-hmm. per game, and they've given up 5 touchdowns on the ground. In the air, they've been, you know, they've been decent. You know, yeah. They haven't been bad. They're 10th in the league defensively. They've only given up 3 passing touchdowns, and they average about 175 per game in passing yards allowed. There seems to be plays where you're like, can they please make a tackle? I know. Those are the plays that stand out in your mind, and you're like, how did that happen? Or why can't we get to the quarterback more often? What's going on here? I also remind you, Myles Garrett is still on a pitch count. I mean, how many times have we seen him on the sidelines, and you're like, whoa, what's going on here? Their third down defense is ranked 7th in the league right now at 30.6. To me, I was kind of shocked by that. But then again, our third down offense is so bad right now that we just don't notice some of these things. You know what I'm saying? Like, the defense has plenty of room to grow forward, but I'm not in a position to sit here and start ripping the Browns defense right now.
I mean, do you want the third down number? It's probably going to make you want to barf.
On offense?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it?
They're 11 of 53.
Excuse me.
For 20.8%. Yeah, make you.
It's not good. All right, let's come back. Practice. I'll talk about this with you. You want to talk about the defense? I'm all in on you. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Also, Menigan has a quandary. And is it an age-defining quandary? What is it? You'll find out next. 216-474-0092.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.